Thank you for calling XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hey, Rebecca. It's Natalie calling from Home Depot. How's it going?
It's fine. Did you say Deborah?
Natalie.
Natalie. I don't know where I got Deborah from. May I have your four-digit store number,
That's
Natalie?
Okay. It's a nice girl's name. What do you need?
The four-digit store number?
The four-digit phone number? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry. Four-digit store number.
Oh, 0504.
And then the PO?
It is 0453-1465.
Thank you. Give me just a moment to get this pulled up. Excuse me. My voice is trying to leave me. I do apologize. Let me try retyping that. I've got 0504-0453-1465. Okay. Let me wait for that to load. Yeah, it's not pulling up anything. How long ago was this submitted?
It wasn't submitted. It was just delivered today, but the people that it was delivered to have a 36-inch built-in refrigerator now, and so the delivery guy said that they couldn't do it because it was too big and they don't do built-ins. So I was told to give you guys a call that somebody would be able to come out and take that boy out of there.
Okay.
Is that something?
Well, it depends on your area because we have to make sure that we have a team that's able to do it. And so it's just an uninstall, reinstall of a 36-inch built-in.
Yeah, they just need to get that boy out of there and install the new one because it's 29-inch, the new one.
And where's the customer located, city, state?
The city and state is Round Rock, Texas.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Okay. Bear with me. I'm going to hit maps. There we go. Okay, so what is it? Close to Austin. Okay, so... Now, do you have a SKU for that install on your end to send us a ticket?
I have a SKU number, but is that just the item number?
No, the SKU for the installation. Like, we received the install as a PO from you guys. So that's probably why I can't pull up this PO, because we're not delivery.
Oh, okay. The SKU that shows the size of everything, is that?
No. We received the customer would have to pay for that installation.
Right.
Once you guys put the ticket in the system, then we get it processed, call the customer to schedule the installation. So it should auto-assign the service provider. I would just put extra notes in the order or maybe call back and have the order noted once it's in our system so that we can let them know that they might need an extra man. Due to the size of the refrigerator.
Yeah, couldn't do it. So I'm not sure what to do at this point.
See, we don't have any of your pricing over there. Like the system that we pull these POs out of, it literally gets printed out on a dot matrix printer, and we have employees make it into a ticket, and they assign it to a service provider. I can email ahead and let them know, hey, this is for the Austin, Texas market. This customer is needing a 36-inch built-in refrigerator uninstalled and hauled away, and then the new one reinstalled, or the new one that's there delivered installed.
So our haul-away fee is $27.
Right. I mean, we don't usually charge anything for the haul-away as long as we're doing a complex install. But I don't know, not every team performs haulaways, because with Home Depot, it's a little tricky because we don't always deliver for Home Depot. So it would really depend on if the team for your area was a Home Depot only team. So what I will do is get an email sent over to the area manager just to confirm whether or not we have a team capable of doing that job. It's not out of the ordinary for them to do a built-in refrigerator.
Okay.
And then I would assume on your end, you would have to sell the customer that installation and haul away or uninstall at the the very least. And if they're not able to haul away, they can uninstall it so that a delivery team can come take it away later.
And you guys can't haul it away then on your end? Or
I just don't know until I get confirmation because of the size of the item.
Right. So do I have them call back, or do you guys call the customer, or how do we do a follow-up?
So you guys would need to send, basically have the customer purchase that installation. Usually they're going to want a pre-measure to happen prior to that to make sure that there's no additional work that needs to be done, because with these orders, if it's not already paid for at your store, then our guys can't do it without a pretty complicated process. So I would maybe hold off until you're able to speak to the COS, because they would be far more familiar with our service provider in that area. And that's usually who sends us the POs for installation, the store expediter.
So would that person call, do I call that person, or do they call the customer?
I mean, that person should work at your store. The COS, that's their email would be, COS_yourstorenumber@homedepot.com.
Okay, because I just talked to the manager, and he said that we need to call the XBO to have it moved. So I'm kind of like going round and about just trying to figure out.
I mean, like I said, I can get this escalated to the area manager. It's just that it's Saturday, so I don't know that there will be any follow-up on this until Monday. And the sooner that you get a ticket in the system, because, again, we process them in the order that they come in, and they can take up to 24 to 48 hours to be processed before the customer is reached out to schedule. And then from there, it's whenever the next available date is for the installation.
The store needs to do a ticket number, right?
Right. We would need a PO for the built-in. Is it just for the removal, or is it the installation as well?
The removal and installation.
Yes. So you would need to do a ticket for both the installation of a built-in refrigerator as well as the uninstall and haul away.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
So I think I've got it. I don't know. I'm going to call the store now again. Thank you very much for your assistance. I really appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. You take care, and thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
You too.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye. You too.
Bye.